and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The White House says President Trump is pausing federal funding for grants and loans to account for every penny. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the freeze is unconstitutional.
This is a dagger at the heart of the average American family in red states, in blue states, in cities, in suburbs.
During her first briefing as White House Press Secretary, Caroline Leavitt explained those mysterious drones over the East Coast late last year were authorized by the FAA for research and other reasons.
Many of these drones were also hobbyists, recreational, and private individuals that enjoy flying drones. This was not the enemy.
CBS's Ian Lee tells us ICE agents are conducting raids in more cities like New York and Chicago.
We are hearing from organizations that deal with undocumented migrants that there is a bit of panic setting in. There's a lot of concern that ICE agents could show up at their doors.
More than 1,100 people were arrested in yesterday's raids. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin Rapids Department of Public Works wins the Excellence in Snow and Ice Control Award. The award was established by the American Public Works Association to promote the best practices in snow and ice removal while minimizing environmental impacts. Wisconsin Rapids Public Works Supervisor Cody Knutson submitted documentation showing how the city department is actively looking for new and improved ways to conserve salt and make the snow and ice control process more efficient. Along with updated equipment and utilizing technology to adjust salt and sand mixtures, the city is also using pre-wet systems and salt brine to cut overall salt usage. The department also works to keep the public informed with policies and procedures throughout the winter season. The city will receive a plaque at the Wisconsin Chapter Spring Conference. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board has approved an increase in the bear harvest quota for 2025, as well as an increase in the number of licenses issued. Under the new regulations, the bear quota will be raised by 6% to nearly 4,100 bears, and the number of licenses issued will be raised by 14% to over 13,000. The changes come after an especially strong bear hunting season in 2024, which saw hunters harvest about 4,300 bears. The 2023 bear season saw less than 3,000 bears harvested in total. April 15th is the individual deadline to file Wisconsin and federal income tax forms. However, that doesn't mean you must wait until April to get started. The individual income tax filing season begins today, Monday, January 27th, 2025. This year, the Wisconsin Department of Revenue has several options for filing. You can visit the DOR website for more information. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A Packers coach gets a contract extension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a two-year contract extension. The 64-year-old Bisaccia is the special teams coordinator and assistant head coach. In his 3 years in Green Bay, he's improved their special teams ranking slightly, but is also viewed as a close advisor to Matt LaFleur. The team has also hired back Luke Getsy as an assistant coach. Getsy has served as an offensive coordinator for the Bears and the Raiders. It's possible Adam Stanovich could be hired away by another team as a coordinator who could be the play caller on game day. NBA, the Bucks with a 125-110 win over the Utah Jazz. Giannis and Damian Lillard each with 35 points. Chris Middleton off the bench with 22. Head coach Doc Rivers.
You could see Chris had live legs tonight, and that was good. As a staff, we have to be very patient with it.
The Bucks road trip continues tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few flurries around this evening, mostly cloudy overnight, to low around 20 to the low 20s and breezy. Sunshine for tomorrow, a high around 30 to the low 30s, but warming into the upper 40s on Thursday with sun. Right now it's 48.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, we'll explain how some state lawmakers want to hide from you the true cost, the big price you're paying for kids to go to private voucher schools.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, January 28th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 4:30 today, we're going to talk to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Looking forward to that. Right now, we've got our good friend, Promise Bakken, in with us, Marketing and Communication Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. All calm, cool, and collected, Promise. No, I'm just kidding. I'm messing with you. We appreciate you being here. Thanks so much for the time. And you brought in a guest. We've got Ben Kessler with us from the ACE Leadership Program. Ben, of course, works in our local public schools. And Ben, thanks for being here.
Yep, thanks for having me.
We'll get talking to you in just a moment here, but before we do, I do want to just catch up with Promise a little bit. I got some great things going on over at the Chamber. Where would you like to start about some upcoming events, Promise? You want to start there?
Yep, we have Networking at Night on February 17th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. That one's going to be located at Mid-State Technical College inside their Gourmet Cafe. So this is an event that's open to members and future members. If you're looking to join the chamber, it's a great way to make connections. Come and enjoy some snacks and some raffle prizes. And that's at the Mid-State Technical College campus in Wisconsin Rapids.
These networking at night things are, to me, from what I'm hearing from people, becoming more and more popular, more and more people wanting to attend them, and it becoming more, especially in the winter. Like, we just don't have enough events to bring people together and to, you know, for especially people from other industries to be able to hang out and get to know each other or anything like that. Whether it's sharing information or a business connection, they're a lot of fun. They've been very popular for quite some time. And I feel like that, you know how to do this job better than I ever will, Promise. But I will say that raffles, we got to bring that up right away. Yeah. People love these raffles, man. Any event you're doing, have a raffle attached to it, people. Right. Like, you got to have that. It's going to be a fun one. And a shout out to Midstate. Great place to have this. We always appreciate being able to shout out our friends over at Midstate. Another very popular event that you have going on is Coffee with the Chamber. That one's coming up next month.
Yep. So our next Coffee with the Chamber is February 26th. It's from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. It is hosted at our offices in the boardroom downstairs. This one's really great. So throughout 2024, we did some business outreach program visits and kind of learned more what our members wanted. One of the big things that they really wanted was more information on marketing and how to market their business. So our discussion topic for this one is Marketing Made Simple, Essential Tips and Strategies for Success. Our speaker is Lisa Roos. She's the owner of Dimensional Marketing, and she's located right in town here, too. She's a great marketing person that can help you with all of the marketing needs that you have. If you come, bring a cup because we have coffee sponsored by Dunkin'. Again, that is February 26th from 8:30 to 9:30. Register online at wisconsinrapidschamber.com or give us a call at 715-422-4852.
I apologize, Promise. You're doing your job and doing it very well. And I lost everything after you said Dunkin'. I didn't hear anything you said after Dunkin'. That's a perfect sponsor, if you ask me. I really appreciate not only the taking the time on this topic. This is a topic that no matter what industry you're in, you're paying attention to. Yeah. Marketing, selling your business, even if you're a nonprofit doing that. It's so key. And there's so many resources out there nowadays, but I would say, and I know this just from looking at it myself from my own business or my own perspective, I would say 7 out of 10, if not more than that, of those businesses are in another country or in another state, a lot of those things. And the things that they're telling you, they're not bad, but they don't really apply to maybe central Wisconsin,
right,
or where you're listening or something. Lisa's right here.
Yes.
Lisa's from here.
Yes.
Lisa, she's going to know this stuff better than most.
Yeah.
So not only does she have the education, the brain of marketing and all these things, but she's a local. She gets the area, and she's not going to really be talking about things or pitching things necessarily that really wouldn't work with this market. That's a really cool thing to be able to offer the community.
Right. I agree.
And she's very good at what she does, too. That should be mentioned. This is going to be a really nice discussion, and very similar to networking at night. While there is a speaker and there's that going on, this is still a great opportunity to connect with others, to connect with people that you may not always do that with.
Yep.
Is this one of those events that we want to register for again, Promise, as you mentioned?
Yep, register online. It's free for members, and I think it's just $10 for non-members. So if you're not a member yet, you can still attend this Coffee with the Chamber. Just register online at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com.
Smart, too, because if I'm not a chamber member, I am when I leave. I am by the time I leave. That's one of those events. I think you get new members from that. That's smart. And speaking of members and our community, the 77th Annual Meetings and Awards Banquet is coming up. 77. That is impressive. That's really something. And it's right around the corner.
Yep. I just wanted to touch base on this one real quickly again as a reminder that it's coming up here on March 6th. The doors open at 5. Dinner starts at 6. We do need those registrations in by February 20th. We did send out invites to all of our members, so look for your mailboxes for those and send your RSVP back in ASAP.
Mm-hmm. Get those in by February 20th. I have no excuse to forget that. That is my birthday. So I have no excuse to forget that RSVP. And we want everybody to attend this. This is such a celebration. Not everybody may get an award or anything like that.
Right.
But if I could be honest with the audience, it matters and it doesn't. It matters to the people winning them, and that's really cool. But we're coming together as a community to celebrate our community and celebrate investing in our community and believing in this area. I don't think you have to look very far to see other cities and other communities that may not be thriving as well as ours.
Yeah.
I think that this is a great opportunity for people to come together and celebrate that.
Right.
While also realizing that there's plenty more to do and kind of like looking ahead to the future into that. It's a wonderful event. Encourage you to RSVP for that event and make sure you get in there before February 20th, everybody. You can do that at their website, and we'll give you all that information before we wrap up with Promise today. Careers Unlimited Job Fair. Another great thing that you guys are so good at doing over there is giving people opportunities, whether it is we're talking marketing or networking or anything. But certainly our most prized position, our youth, and giving them opportunities to find employment, to find careers and not just jobs or jobs and leading to careers.
Yeah. So the Careers Unlimited Job Fair this year is going to be held at Lincoln High School on April 2nd. Right now we are accepting booth registration. So if you're a company out there that is looking to hire employees or to gain a little bit of exposure in our community, I would definitely recommend getting in on this career job fair. We also have a few sponsorships left open as well for this event. And you can register online at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Registration deadline does close on March 11th for booths and for sponsorships. So I highly recommend for anybody that's looking to hire or get more exposure in the area to get registered for this one. It's going to be a bigger space. And then we're also incorporating, you know, the Lincoln High School. So there's going to be Lincoln High School students that'll be attending this fair as well this year.
Shout out to my fellow Lincoln Red Raiders out there. This is not only one of the better investments you guys make in our community and helping this and that bridge between you know, young people and looking for employment and employers looking for good workers.
Yep.
That's, I think, needs to be said. And that's really cool there. But honestly, just between you and I, Promise, and Ben, I'm going to ask you to keep this between the three of us. I've been thinking about this for years, about us here at WFHR and WIRI being there. We're very fortunate in this area. Stevens Point has an amazing radio program over there, and we're looking to always make more and more, get more and more young people involved in radio and keep radio alive.
Yeah.
So we've thought about putting a booth there, and I've asked some other guests that we've had in for the show and everything, and I've heard such wonderful things about this. Again, I don't mean to repeat myself, but it is a similar theme here with networking at night or coffee with the chamber, where this is an event. We're going to help people hopefully find a not just a job, but a career, a passion.
Right.
Something like that. But also the networking part of this, where This happens all the time, and the three of us know this in our industries. We all come from very different industries, but we're friends with and we talk to people from other industries, and those connections help us in ours. So these young people are having an opportunity to right away get that, even if they have a conversation with somebody in a booth, and maybe they don't get hired there or they work there, right. But that's somebody that remembers them. That's somebody right. that knows them. Mm-hmm. I deal with this as an actor all the time. This is acting 101. I don't get a lot of the roles I go for, but those casting people, I make sure they remember me so yeah. that when a part comes up and they're like, well, there was this guy who'd be perfect for this, there I am. That's marketing, that's connections, that's all of that. Yeah. And that is very much what you're able to do with this job fair is make those connections and that person remembers you or remembers your name or your mm-hmm. face or something where it may not lead to a job or career right now, but it could down the line or connections.
Yeah. And I think one of the great things about it this time is we added the little twist of having it over at Lincoln. So that way we could start incorporating more exposure for our students in the area to attend some of these fairs. So I'm really excited about it. I hope that it's going to be a great turnout. So
I remember, I think it was my senior year at Lincoln, them doing yeah. something very similar to this, having yeah. a job fair there. And for me, I was able to, like, I already knew what I wanted to do, and I was all gung-ho and set on that and everything. But I bopped around and talked to all these different people and businesses and yeah. everything. And here, like, 20 years later, they're coming in here for Midday Magazine or something, and I have a connection with them already. We were able to talk and have these stuff. So it has so many layers to it, along with mm-hmm. certainly, of course, helping people find employment and employers finding good business people. But it's also got other layers to it that are really fun and encourage you to find out. Register online at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Make sure to get that registration in before March 11th. So did you want to dive into the ACE Leadership now, Promise, or you want to keep, did you have some other stuff for us?
No, we're good. We can go to ACE Leadership. I'm excited to hear all about it.
I am too. I wanted to talk a little bit about this. We have Ben Kessler with us from the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools right now. He is an ACE Leadership participant, and we're going to cover some of this, education, workforce, development, some of the things that you're doing with the ACE Leadership Program. Ben, first, if you don't mind, I always like to get people's origin stories a little bit. Where are you from? How did you get into public education?
So I'm originally from northwestern Wisconsin. Came to school down in Point, was a teacher for over 10 years, and then just kind of started in the administration role for it, and now I'm associate principal at RAMS. So
yeah, that's really cool. We're happy to have you in the area. How long have you been in the area?
This is my first year at RAMS, but I've been in the Wausau area for a number of years.
Right on. How did you hear about the ACE Leadership Program?
So it was actually emailed out in Ron Rasmussen, our superintendent, with me being new to the district and new to the area, said it would be a great opportunity for me to get to know the businesses in the area, the nonprofits in the area, and make some of those great connections as well.
Smart of Ron, and smart to have this program for these kind of reasons. That right out the gate, awesome thing to hear. We have a lot of people move into this area, or not from this area necessarily, that are looking to do that, or looking to make those connections, and any business or any industry. But I would think especially in public schools that this is a really important thing for you.
Yeah, it is. It's great connections with the mix of members that we have in our cohort. I think we have about 17 of us this year. They come from industry ranging from manufacturing to healthcare, other public service as well. So it's just a great because you hear a lot of different perspectives on the same things and just learning about what is in the community as well. So it's really, really great.
One of the things that we've heard from over the years of the ACE Leadership Program is certainly some of the stuff we've touched on about connections and getting to know people in other industries and some of those things. What are some of the other things that you've noticed about this program that you've enjoyed or you think have been really noteworthy?
Just how they move us around throughout the county a lot for different meetings that we have just to get us to see what all is in Wood County and specifically South Wood County. Learning about our native tribes that have been here. We spent time there to this last month. We were at Mid-State and learning about all of the great opportunities that Mid-State's doing and how they continually evolve to meet the needs specifically of Wood County mm-hmm. And their and a little bit of Portage County and stuff, but their area that they cover and really what their mission as a school is was really great.
It's really cool to hear. That's very encouraging to hear too. And whether it is you know the history of our tribes in this area, which is incredibly interesting, first off, and very cool, but also very noteworthy and something that every person in this state should learn. But it's also the part of that history, learning those things, just helps you in the area. I would say I've moved around a lot in my life, and anywhere I've lived, learning the history of that area has only given me not only, let's be honest, an icebreaker sometimes with people, but also just a little bit more appreciation of the area. Every area is uniquely different wherever we're talking, whether it's in Wisconsin or any other state. In order to do your job, Promise, or what you're doing, Ben, it's so key to know that area, to know the people, to get an understanding, a vibe, if you will, of the area. This program really helps you with that, especially for people who aren't from here. But I will note one thing. We've had, you know, longtime residents, Rapids residents in this program that say the same thing. That say that they learn things about their area, or that they just get a new appreciation of the area. Have you found that appreciation part? When you move to a new area, it can kind of sometimes take a little while to get your footing and everything. Have you felt that? Have you been enjoying it?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is. It's a little different from, especially from where I grew up and stuff, but a lot of still that same small town, like, feeling those connections is what you really get. Like, when we go through and we talk about our different, you know, populations that we have here at Rapids and things, and we go out in the community and we see the different things that we have, whether it be from the McMillan Library or Mid-State again, or like down with the tribe. Like, yeah. It was very, like, mm-hmm. It's very similar to mm-hmm. some other areas, but there's a different mix and connection. So it was just really great to get to know that, and then you feel a lot more connected once you start to learn these things. Things don't seem so foreign or so different anymore. It's, you just create a better understanding and that better connection. So, you know, like in my role, when I do have, am talking to families and stuff like that, I have just kind of a greater understanding of the area.
Yeah. So. Especially with your industry, the amount of parents and the amount of people that you talk to in the community, being able to relate to that, being able to understand that every family is different in every community. So getting an understanding of that, I can't imagine how much that helps in this job. And the leadership part of this job, where you're, to me, the greatest leaders have never called themselves leaders. They just lead. They just do it. And in the what you're doing is very much that. But I imagine, too, that it helps so much more getting an idea of the kind of people that you're around, the kind of community that you're around. It makes it, the more reps you have with that and talking with locals, the more you're going to feel comfortable when you're in your office and you have to bring parents in, or parents do come in or something like that, I imagine.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's just, you know, the leadership aspect of it, like we do through Mid-State, they have an accredited program that they have for leadership now that they're starting, so it's a great thing to go to and to hear them talk about it and the things that they present and hear others' ideas on it as well, and it's a great, you know, reminder for me about those two. I have, you know, to be a principal, you actually get a degree in leadership for it, so it's great to go through and for me to have a lot of those reminders about different ways of leading and how to effectively lead. So that's a really has been beneficial as well.
So you already had an edge on this class. You've literally got a degree that says leadership on it. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. I didn't even know that was a requirement for principals. I just learned that. That's interesting.
Yeah. So when you go to and you get your administrative degree, like the program I went through for it, it's an educational leadership degree.
Hmm.
So,
how have you found this program or helping you in your job in leadership?
It's just great. Like, you know, the reminder of, you know, realizing everybody's at kind of different places and things like that. And then, you know, sometimes no matter what industry you're in, you get kind of really just focused on your thing. So kind of broadening that view back out again is always a great thing to give a better perspective. So when you have certain situations, you can handle them.
Would you recommend this program to your colleagues, to other people?
I would. I'd recommend it to anybody who's looking to, you know, move up in their career in any way or take on more of a leadership role in whatever company that they're in, or if they are currently a leader, to take it as a great refresher and a great reminder about, you know, what they can do and help lead them in some self-reflection on it as well, because that's a big part of the leadership program that we do, being led by Mid-State, is reflecting on ourselves. And that's kind of one of the biggest things that leaders really do, is they continually reflect on themselves and their practices, and what they're doing to further their organization, whether that be an educational organization or a business or just philanthropy, anything like that. There's a lot of self-reflection that has to go on there so that you can effectively lead others.
Well said. So. Yeah, very well said, Ben. And great to meet you, man. Thanks so much for being in here today. Greatly appreciate you and your colleagues and what you're doing for our kids, and really the greatest investment any of us will ever make in our kids in the future. I appreciate the work you're doing on that front.
Right. And if I can, I just want to give a plug out, because you said the stuff happening with the chamber is going to be at Mid-State.
At Lincoln High School.
Or at Lincoln High School, but there's a thing at Mid-State in the cafe, right?
Networking at night, yeah.
Networking at night. I would strongly recommend to go, especially if they're going to give you a tour of that campus, because they're doing some really great things there. And some of the plans that they have responding to the needs of the community is really great. So I do recommend, like, taking that opportunity. That's a great opportunity to learn what they have and what they can do for our community, even if you're not a student there.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's a great note. Man, he's good. He's good. Yeah, that's a good way. It's a good one to bring it. You're said right about that. Now, shout out to Mid-State. Last time I was there, it was last year, but they had just put in their hair salon and all that, and just some great things that they're doing over there. It's a great note, and it's been great getting to know you, Ben. Yeah, thanks a lot for the time.
Me.
And promise, we want people to be a part of the leadership program and everything, and when it comes back around again. So we want to let people know how they can, and employers out there, know how they can be a part of this and then get their employees a part of this. How can they do that, promise?
So when registration opens, watch for our website for the next coming season or session for those. Yeah. Or otherwise, you can reach out to Laura Bonner Ridgeway directly. She is our Workforce and Community Development Director, and she can be reached at 715-422-4860 or at workforce@wisconsinrapidschamber.com.
And you go to their amazing website, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, and I really do think it's a great website. I love your guys' website. There is a tab there for workforce you can go right to and find out more if you'd like, or go to under the events page and be sure to find all these great events that Promise and I have been talking about today. There are so many other great things there, resources as well. It is a one-stop shop for really local things and what is on your mind and what you're looking for. WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Also encourage you to follow them on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on the things they're doing. And sharing their events on your pages, you just never know who might see it that wouldn't otherwise.
Right.
Promise, if people want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
You can email me at marketing@wisconsinrapidschamber.com or call my direct line at 715-422-4856.
Great job today, guys. Thanks so much for being here. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. One trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. In a letter to President Trump, Governor Tony Evers asked for immediate guidance, information, and clarification on how kids, families, communities, and states will be impacted by the memo issued Monday to stop disbursement of all federal financial assistance. According to the memo, beginning at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on January 28th, the Trump administration will begin indefinitely withholding federal tax dollars from Wisconsin and other states that were already approved by the U.S. Congress. Governor Evers indicated there's been no direct communication and states are left to plan for the worst. The memo from the Trump administration provides no indication as to when the federal government will resume payments of the already approved funds, but suggests the suspension may continue for weeks at minimum. The head of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin is vying to lead the party on the national stage, and Election Day for the position is closing in. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
In the race to lead the Democratic National Committee, Wisconsin's Ben Wickler is one of the favorites. He's facing Ken Martin of Minnesota and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. Wickler has been touting his record as a successful fundraiser here in the Badger State. Eight governors have now endorsed Wickler, plus Governor Tony Evers here in Wisconsin. The election to be chair of the Democratic National Committee is on Saturday. Wickler has been chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party for 5 years.
The Vilas County Board is set to vote today on opening county highways up to ATVs and UTVs. A decade ago, in 2014, Vilas County passed a resolution to allow town boards to decide. All townships have opted in, except Winchester, Manitowish Waters, and Boulder Junction. The resolution would force those three townships to open up their county highways to the recreational vehicles. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, the 2025 Super Bowl is set. It will be the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, which most people don't seem that excited about. The Chiefs will be trying to three-peat, something that has never been achieved in the Super Bowl era. The Philadelphia Eagles scored the most points in an NFL championship conference game ever, but unfortunately, they can't save some of those points for the Super Bowl. Here's hoping for a good game. Timothée Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. The Oscar-nominated actor came under fire for a line he ad-libbed while playing an exercise class instructor, making a joke about recently deceased President Jimmy Carter. The joke was mostly met with cringe, but people who defended him countered it was just a joke. So to summarize, Chalamet, who plays a Nobel Prize winner in a movie, made fun of a Nobel Peace Prize winner on Saturday Night Live.
How noble?
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few flurries around this evening, mostly cloudy overnight, to low around 20 to the low 20s and breezy. Sunshine for tomorrow, a high around 30 to the low 30s, but warming into the upper 40s on Thursday with sun. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Maggie Dawn.
RFK's confirmation hearings start. Will his vaccine skepticism put your kids' lives at risk? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, January 28th, 2025. I have your host, James, here, and we're joined right now by our great friend, Amy Scheid from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Amy, good to have you here.
Thank you for having me, James. Good to see you.
Appreciate the time, as always. Always like to mention to the our listeners out there, for those that don't know, I am a board member of our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, and I say that proudly. And I bring that up not only for journalistic integrity, of course, but to encourage more and more of you out there to be a board member. I am also a secretary over at the Family Center, and I cannot tell you how easy they make these things. They go out of their way to help me and meet me halfway, if not coming here to have me sign papers and things like that. It is one of the most rewarding things I've ever done in my life. And I am incredibly thankful to the Family Center for giving me that opportunity. I encourage others out there, whether it's with the Family Center or any of our other great local nonprofits out here, they're always looking for good board members. And it is not a huge time commitment, but what it does for the soul, there is no words. I can encourage you to do that, everybody. Amy is the Administrative Development and Volunteer Coordinator over there. That is a big job, Amy. That is a big one. And we appreciate the work that you do over there with that. I bring that up in part, I want to note it because I think it's a great title and you deserve it. But also, we want to start off talking about volunteers and how important that is to our community. I think volunteering has a big depth to it. And I brought up the board membership and everything in part because of that, because that is a form of volunteering and being a part of that program. It can be very beneficial to the Family Center or, again, any other nonprofit out there. But then there is the, I like to say, above and beyond. It's something that the Family Center does in droves. It's something that a lot of our community does quite a bit. And when it comes to what we're going to talk about today in volunteering and donating and some of those things, they go hand in hand. But we also, you and I know better than most, I think, that not everybody has dollars and cents to donate. And while they want to, they would love to be able to, not everybody can. But most of us have an hour or two. Most of us have a little bit of free time, a little bit of ability to be able to put back into our community. And that's where volunteering really comes into play.
I would agree with you, James, and just add 2 points to that. First of all, a thank you to you for your years of service to the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center Board. We appreciate it so much. I often hear people say things to me like, oh, I don't know what I'd have to give, or I don't know what skills I would have to serve. And I would tell you that each and every one of you has the capacity to be a great addition to any board of directors, any team of volunteers. We all have something that others would value.
You know, this is a weird connection, I admit, but it actually reminds me of talking to a lot of my first year students and getting into comedy. And there's this idea of, I've got to tell how the chicken crossed the road, you know, differently. I got to come up with a whole different way and a whole different punchline that nobody's ever thought of and everything. And I tell every one of them, I'm like, you know, just tell the joke. You yourself are an original. Every one of you out there is
so
an original.
True, yes.
And just by that in its own, you're going to tell that joke differently than any other comedian ever will. And volunteering is extremely like that, where you each, like Amy said, have a different skill set, see the world a little bit differently. So you're probably going to bring something, a perspective or something like that, to volunteering that maybe we don't see. Many hands make light work. Many eyes bring much more thought and much more ideas and creativity to these things. So you just never know what you being there even might add to this, let alone the many hands part of this.
I think that's a great way to look at these opportunities, but also individuals and the way in which they bring a life experience and a heritage to any position, any opportunity that we would be foolish to turn away, given that we could all benefit from seeing the world a different way.
You know, we talk about this too, as far as donations and that when it comes to supporting our Family Center. And volunteering is another way of showing that support. When the people that are working there see volunteers working and helping and everything, that can be sometimes that fire that you need to get you through the rest of the day or the week or something like that. There's no getting around it. This is a tough industry, and it takes a toll. But boy, it can really refuel the soul having volunteers there and seeing people take time out of their day where they could be doing almost anything else. And what do they choose to do at that time? Help out us, help out the Family Center, being a part of things.
There are many opportunities for volunteerism at this time at Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. We have an exciting event coming up that James and I will be talking about a little later in the program called Chefs for Change. And we're looking for volunteers for that event. That type of volunteer might only work with our team 3 times out of the year for the fundraisers that we hold when we're working in the public to not only raise those important dollars but also bring awareness to the clients that we serve and the things that they're going through. Right now, we are looking for a volunteer that could assist with book work. It might be for a 1 month period or a 2 week period, and then we might not need your assistance again for a period of time. Or the direct service volunteers that we have working with us, they set their schedule, they assist with phones, doors, providing resources to clients who may phone in, drop in, etc. And they typically have a certain period of time that they come in at the same time during the week. So not only are those 3 different types of volunteers that require 3 different types of world experience, life experience, interest level, but also 3 different ways in which it fits in your own schedule.
Mm-hmm. One other thing that I wanted to touch on before we move on, Amy, is when it comes to volunteering and with the Family Center, there might be some people out there that have a hesitancy or something because of, well, with the Family Center, what kind of volunteering would I be doing there? And just a reminder out there that the type of things we're talking about could be a lot of different things. It could be helping shovel. It could be helping put some lights up or something like that. It may not necessarily have anything directly to do with domestic violence or those sorts of things. We've got professionals to do those things, just to reassure people out there.
Agreed. And there is an application on our website and on our Facebook page that allows for you to demonstrate what types of things you're interested in. Some people come to us very passionate about direct service to the client. And then others would prefer to do something that's that they have more experience in, such as paperwork or accounting assistance, that sort of thing. Or they're just social and want to come to us at one of the most fun events that we're going to have this year.
Yes, yes. We can't wait to talk about Chefs for Change. I've been talking about it on our morning show a bunch and everything.
Awesome.
I do want to get to our annual appeal progress, though, and see how that's been going.
Yes. So the annual appeal was typically comes out right around Thanksgiving. We release 2 appeals annually, and one in the middle of the year and one towards the end of the calendar year. Why this one is particularly special is a good reason and a less than good reason. The less than, because I always want to start with the negative and end with the positive.
Yes, me too. Yeah.
Is the VOCA cuts that we've spoken about often, James. The significant cuts that we saw in federal grant funding to domestic violence shelters across our nation. We went into this appeal knowing that those grants were going to cause a major deficit in our budget. And honestly, we know that our community is going to bridge that gap. We believe in our community understanding the importance is of taking those most in need in our community, providing them with services to strengthen them, and to have them move on from our facility as survivors, not as victims, as survivors. And we need your help to do that. There's a great many things that aren't funded by federal grants, such as, and this one is forever a head scratcher for me and James, but prevention. You know, we'll be in a perpetual state if we don't look at ways to provide prevention. And VOCA cuts are not. Those are not things that are funded. So the annual appeal is a great way for you to help with that. So that's the negative. The positive is 40 years. 40 years of serving our community.
That's awesome.
We're celebrating that anniversary through this annual appeal. So help us commemorate that special milestone, please, by going on our website, going on our Facebook page, clicking that support tab, maybe even becoming an annual donor. Mm-hmm. That would mean so much.
By being an annual donor, one of the things you can look forward to is a phone call from me. No, I'm kidding.
That is true, actually.
But trying to find a light moment here, I have to, because I get really passionate about this topic, and this really frustrates me. I have been very clear with the audience from day one. I am not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm an American, and I focus on what is best for our communities, what is best for our country. And this is a no-brainer. Helping our domestic violence shelters around the country is one of the smartest economic things we can do. Whether you care about this cause or not passionately, however you feel about it or not, you care about your wallet, you care about your taxes. And look at the communities that do not have a family center. Look at the communities that do not approach this topic. Their taxes, different, the job quality, all these things are affected by this. This is one of those topics that bleeds into everything. The more we help the family centers in our areas, the better our communities are. This is something that's not going away. This is something where the numbers we're not seeing dive down or anything like that. If anything, after the pandemic, we saw a rise in these things. And I will mention, and I brought up the political parties for a reason, because these cuts happened over the with the previous administration. And I am just being completely honest with everybody. I don't have a lot of confidence in the current administration is going to change that. If anything, we might see worse happen. This is the time. This is the time right now in the 40 years of the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. It has never been more vital for you to donate, for you to put time into it, for energy into our family center. This is for the betterment of our community. This is for the betterment of our kids. This is for our future. That's what is at stake here. It's incredibly important that if you are able to add to this cause, you want to be on the right side of history on this one. You do. And this is something that matters, and it affects every single one of us. If you're there listening and you're like, this doesn't affect me. It doesn't happen to me. I promise you. And I don't say that word unless I can back it up. Statistically, we know this. Your neighbor, a neighbor's neighbor, somebody in your community, somebody you work with, somebody you go to church with, they're going through this. The stats speak for themselves, and you can help those people. There are few things in this life to me that are greater than strangers helping strangers. And our community does that better than most. So let's show the world, let's show everybody how good we are at this by adding to this annual appeal. And as Amy so well said, bridging that gap.
It's an easy Google, James. You know, we're very used to having now in our current world the ability to back up any question we have with statistics, with information. And it's an easy Google to see the percentage of people in your stratosphere that have been affected by domestic violence or sexual assault. And I would just like to add to that the fact that we serve all different people at the Family Center. No one is turned away. Mm-hmm. We serve people of different sexual orientations. We serve men. We serve women. We serve people that have experienced elder abuse. We serve people that have had sexual assault rising in our area, unfortunately, and you're seeing it on the news, human trafficking. All of these things and the variety of support that we have, I would encourage you to take a look at our website, look at all the services we provide, and tell me, with the budget cuts of this significance, which one of those positions would you eliminate?
Yeah.
Is it our visitation program? Is it our child and family advocate? Our sexual assault prevention member? Which one of those positions is something you would cut?
It also gives you hopefully an opportunity to learn more about what the Family Center does and how they go above and beyond when it comes to the clients that are there and the people that need them. It's one thing to be able to offer a roof. It's another to offer a future. Offer a better day. There's no words for that. There's no way I could summarize that for you perfectly. It's something that I think you get from the website and you get from events that you guys do. And Amy is with us right now from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. We want to spend some time talking about Chefs for Change. First off, we're really happy to have this event back. It's got a little reimagined, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I love the name. I saw that name in the email. I'm like, oh, that's a winner. That's a banger right there. And while it is a new name, it is very similar to Men in the Kitchen and some other events we've done.
Yes. So we've taken a look at the fundraising that we do, and knowing that we had to enhance that activity at our organization in order to meet these gaps. And we want to have events such as Touch a Truck, where we have people of all ages come out, learn more as a family about the services that we provide. We want to have some fun activities. We added a golf outing last year. I don't golf. No one wants to see me golf. But I did learn I can drive a cart.
Ah, there you go.
So, you know, everybody has their talents. Food service, on the other hand, those of you who know my past life know that I'm a passionate person about local foods. I love to serve the public. And as many years as owner of Great Expectations, I'm proud to bring the culinary skills of Chef Ryan. That's a new announcement.
Nice.
Of Chef Ryan to Chefs for Change. So this is an event that we felt was important to bring back. And we're looking forward to being able to raise those vital funds while providing a lot of great entertainment and a fantastic meal.
I get to, the last time we did this, I was honored to MC the event.
Yes.
And it was the first time me doing an event with the Family Center. I had worked from a radio perspective with the Family Center a little bit, but I'd never been in the heart of it and really behind the scenes, if you will, and some of that. And I long supported the Family Center. It's a cause that's been important to my family long before we moved to this area, let alone when we did move here and found out right away that there was a domestic violence shelter and everything, and wanting to be a part of that. Any way we could. I never dreamed I'd be emceeing an event or anything. And I was a little nervous, Amy. I'll be honest, between you and I was a little nervous going into it. I don't do a lot of that work. But I wanted to be a part of things. It was my little bit of way to help out my community and my family center. So it was before I was a board member, too. So I go there, and I don't know who's going to be there. I don't know how popular the event is or anything like that. And I go in, and it's first off jam-packed. There is no room. Everybody's there. And by everybody, I mean every one of our community leaders. The first person I see is our current mayor at the time. Then I see Andy Francis from the Raptors. Mm-hmm. I see Marty Cordes from the River Kings. I see Sheriff Becker there. I see leaders in our community. And just as important as that, male leaders in our community supporting this cause. Not that that's more important than women or anything like that, but I think we all read between the lines on this and understand how important it is for men to support these causes and to be at the forefront of that. It's on us to do that. I feel it's not just it's a responsibility, it's a privilege to be able to do that, to be able to be in part of this conversation and to be able to help with this. So first off, right out the gate, I'm seeing all of that. And there is a kinship that gets built from that. There is we're not alone on this topic anymore. We're not talking in a hushed voice anymore. And it was that event that really brought this home for me and really brought me to where, well, I can talk about these things now more on the air. I could do this more. I got a community that backs this. Since then, you've heard me on the air and you hear how I am about this cause when the Family Center joins us. And it's so much because of the individuals that showed up there. And we encourage you to be a part of that. I also want to mention, too, this is a lot of fun. This is a really fun event. It's a really good time. And in the winter, we're all looking for good events.
This one is coming up quick.
Yeah, it's right around
the
corner.
Less than a month away. Yeah. Yesterday was the 1 month marker. The event's going to be held on February 27th. Tickets are available. It's a mere $60 to attend the event. And that $60 is going to give you an opportunity. We still have a little bit of the competitive aspect. Mm-hmm. We did make a segue into having culinary experts providing the meal as opposed to community members, simply because we want to lean more heavily on those that have food service certification, etc. Give all of you guys who helped us create those amazing meals back in the day an opportunity to just order a ticket and be served yourselves. So I challenge those of you who've cooked in the past to buy your ticket and come and enjoy someone else serving you. So that $60 is going to include our cocktail hour, which we will have some great cocktails available for purchase, an opportunity to bid on amazing silent auction items. We have packages.
Oh, my gosh.
They're
insane.
They are insane.
Really something. Yeah.
Flights, if you're interested in the EAA, an inclusion in their museum, flights across the area to get up in the air and enjoy that. A package of local talent that has woodworkers and ceramicists and beautiful, amazing things. The taste of our area, gift certificates from all over. Museum packages, entertainment theater packages, kids packages, just a toy box that was donated by a community member this week that's filled with toys and books and stuffed animals. So lots of great things to bid on there. Mm-hmm. Cork pull, which calling, it has booze in it too. So instead of just wine. So I think we're calling it draw for drinks.
Nice.
And that amazing meal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that competitive aspect, we are inviting individual chefs from Dairy Food Works, the MSTC Culinary Program, and Hotel Mead to compete during the appetizer portion of the meal.
Very cool.
So lots of great tastes in there as well.
It's going to be fun to see how that shuffles out at everything as well, along with the just so many other great parts of this event. It's a great time. It's a great opportunity to get out, have some fun, while also knowing that you are doing good in your community. You are putting an investment in your community. You are helping the future of your community. Something that this area does better than most. And this event really highlights that. I also wanted to mention as well that we, as Amy brought up earlier, we're still looking for sponsors if you want to be a part of this as well. And so keep that in mind. Amy, if people are interested in sponsoring or getting tickets or any of these kind of things, how can they do that?
We made it incredibly easy, James. If you go to our website, which is familyctr.org, there's a link right on the front page. There's a link under donate. When you click that link, it gives you an opportunity to sponsor, gives you an opportunity to buy a table, half table, or individual ticket. And you can also donate to the annual appeal from that location.
There you go.
Or click on the opportunity to volunteer. I need servers that night. Mm-hmm. I'm short a bartender, James.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, we'll talk.
I'd like to see you doing that back there.
Yeah, I can do that.
Mystique is going to be joining us behind the bar.
That's
so great. You guys would be quite the pair.
That's going to be a good time. That's going to be fun.
We have Joel Goodness also. It's kind of theater heavy this year.
Yeah, I was going to say. Wait a minute. Yeah, I have to be there, actually.
Yep. Joel's going to be emceeing, and the chamber players are going to be performing as well. So lots of overlap between our nonprofits.
It's going to be a great night. We look forward to seeing you there. Chefs for Change, February 27th. Find out more. There's also a great Facebook page. Just type in your search bar, Chefs for Change. Also, keep in mind that our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center has your back. They have a crisis line that is available 24/7, 715-421-1511. It's 421-1511. And you can find out more by emailing them, communications@familyctr.org, and of course that website familyctr.org. Go there to register, to find out more, and to support your Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Amy, always good talking with you. Thank you for the time.
Thank you for having me, James.
Say hi to everybody
for
over
all
there.
You do.
Appreciate you. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here in 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Emily Zeppos joins us. She's worked with the Outagamie County Democratic Party. Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here. Robert Kennedy Jr.'s confirmation hearing. What does that mean for our health? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration's freeze on federal grants and loans. CBS's Alexander Tin reports the federal reimbursement portal is down.
A number of recipients of federal health dollars say they have been locked out of the system for tracking and drawing down their federal money. That includes state Medicaid agencies, Head Start early education programs, and community health centers.
The White House says the portal will be back online shortly. Caroline Kennedy is urging the Senate to reject her cousin Robert F. Kennedy's nomination for Health and Human Services Secretary.
I've known Bobby my whole life. We grew up together. It's no surprise that he keeps birds of prey as pets, because Bobby himself is a predator.
People who fled the Pacific Palisades fire are being allowed back into their neighborhoods. Chuck Peel lost his home.
Now you just got to say, it's not about what you lost, but what did you find or where? That's the only way that I think I can process what's going on.
12,000 structures were lost. CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Wallace.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on Locally Grown Radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News,